Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. Coming up next week, a brand new production of one of the great icons of the Great White Way, The Phantom of the Opera, which has been on Broadway for a record-shattering 27 years. My guest this afternoon is Chris Mann, who stars as The Phantom. He joins us on the phone from Toronto, Canada. Good afternoon. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
So about 3 years ago, you came to huge attention in the United States because you were a Christina Aguilera finalist on The Voice, an amazing experience, I'm sure. How did that experience shape what you're doing now as a stage and musical actor and singer?
It was a life-changing experience, had that opportunity, and it was really the break that, you know, we all dreamed to have. And as somebody, I've been in the recording industry for 10 years, in and out of major record deals before I did The Voice and didn't have that kind of luck. So it was a wonderful opportunity to really put me on a big stage and to make the records I've always dreamed of after. It's been three years since I've been on that show. So I've been developing and continuing to sort of perform in different capacities ever since. And I'm lucky enough to be back on stage in a way that I grew up doing, which is music theater and acting and just really loving the opportunity to be part of this amazing legacy.
One of the things about this production of Phantom is that it's huge. There are 52 people in the cast. There's a big orchestra. Working in that kind of ensemble, working with that kind of gigantic group and touring the world with it is a very different experience. Did you have to get into a completely different mindset to do that as opposed to, you know, doing recordings and you had a solo special on PBS and just performing concert work?
Yeah, I still maintain my concert career, and I leave occasionally to do solo concerts with symphonies and whatnot, and it is a totally different animal. And I've been a solo artist my whole life, so it's been a welcome change to join an ensemble of amazing, talented people and actors. It's fun. I'm not by myself all the time.
Yeah, sure.
It's, you know, my wife is actually in the cast as well, so we have a totally different tour experience than what I'm used to, where I was often by myself traveling, and now, especially for, as a singer and a performer, being in a studio and doing sort of pop singing where I use less of my voice. You know, I'm a classical singer, so I would sort of dial it back a little bit for the studio or for the type of music I was doing. And with Phantom and being live performing in 2,500 to 5,000 seat theaters, you know, projection and getting back to sort of the roots of classical technique that I learned is, and especially using your full body as an actor versus sort of really limiting it to your voice, interpreting the song that you're singing. It's a total challenge. It is a completely different animal, and it's something that I'm really loving doing.
Well, Chris Mann, thanks so much for your time, and break a leg with the rest of the tour. We look forward to having you here in Baltimore. Okay, thanks so much. Chris Mann plays the role of the Phantom in The Phantom of the Opera, which comes to Baltimore in a brand new production, 16 performances beginning next Wednesday, January 27th. This weekend at the Hippodrome, by the way, we've got comedian Chris Hardwick performing tonight, and tomorrow night it's the Beatlemania Magical Symphony Tour. Check out our website, wypr.org/inthebromo. For a link to more information about these and all of the shows this season at the Hippodrome. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.